Konnichiwa from BA. This is a Rorschach Japan update from the 6th of November 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Japan. The hot topic of the week is the speed at which Sanae Takaichi, the new prime minister, is getting things done. At a rally in Tokyo on Monday, the 3rd of November, Takaichi said she requested a summit with Kim Jong-un, North Korea's leader, to talk about the kidnapping of Japanese citizens that took place in the 1960s and 1970s. Recall from previous shows that while North Korea returned a few of the citizens to Japan, saying most had died, they did not provide proper documentation of those missing citizens' deaths. Takaichi said Japan has to be proactive in either getting the citizens back or proper proof of what happened to them, and that she is ready to consider all possible measures to find the truth. Takaichi also had her first meeting with Lee Jae-myung, the South Korean president, in Gyeongju on Thursday, the 30th of October, the day before the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation two-day summit began. Their talks had a friendly tone and they agreed to keep a good relationship between Japan and South Korea. They also talked about maintaining strong ties with the U.S., likely because North Korea has recently ramped up its nuclear missile program, firing test missiles toward the Yellow Sea last week after pausing for several months. In an update to a story from previous shows, bear sightings soared to over 20,000 in the first half of the fiscal year, from April to September, for the first time since records started in 2009. The Tohoku region in northern Japan accounted for over 60% of the total sightings. It's also a huge increase compared to last year, when sightings were fewer than 16,000. Between April and September, authorities and hunters captured over 6,000 bears and killed almost all of them. Officials said the increase is likely due to more bears entering populated areas rather than a surge in the bear population itself. One of the more notable bear attacks took place on Friday, the 31st of October, when a bear went into a construction company building in Agano City, Niigata Prefecture, central Japan. Authorities used Japan's new emergency shooting measure, which, among other things, allows tranquilizer guns to be used indoors, to sedate, capture, and kill the bear. This marked the first case where someone fired a tranquilizer indoors under the revised law. The incident followed recent bear sightings and attacks in the region, including one close to an elementary school in nearby Gosen City that led to class cancellations. Meanwhile, a recent government survey found that foreign residents made up over 10% of the population in 27 Japanese municipalities in January this year. This is very unexpected because most experts thought that the foreign population wouldn't reach such levels until 2070. Shimu Kapo in Hokkaido Prefecture, northern Japan, had the highest proportion of foreigners at almost 37%, while other areas with a high percentage were closer to 20%. Officials note that many communities are adapting well, with foreign residents filling key jobs in hospitality, manufacturing, and research. In business news, Nintendo's net profit went up 85% between April and September to almost 200 billion yen, which is over $1 billion, mostly because of the strong sales of its new Switch 2 console launched in June. After selling over 10 million by September, the company raised its full-year profit forecast to 350 billion yen, about $2 billion, and its Switch 2 sales target to 19 million units. With the console's popularity, it naturally became a big topic online, with people talking about how difficult it is to obtain. Both Amazon and Nintendo are selling Switches, but there's more demand than there are Switches. So people who want to buy have to participate in lotteries to try to get it. They weren't the only company to make profits. Toyota said on Wednesday, the 5th of November, that it raised its full-year forecast despite U.S. tariffs for this fiscal year, now expecting a net profit of 2.9 trillion yen, about $19 billion, $1 billion more than they originally estimated. However, a lot of investors and stock market experts said that it's still less than they would have expected. Toyota said that the U.S. is currently taxing its cars at 15%, but that the rate had been 27% for several months. The impact of the tariffs is likely around 1.5 trillion yen, about $9 billion, but Toyota said it would change its prices gradually instead of jacking them up all at once. Unfortunately, Nissan Motor Corporation hasn't been doing so well. The company will sell its Yokohama headquarters for 97 billion yen, which is $630 million, to MJI Godo Kaisha, a trust owned by a Hong Kong firm. MJI will then rent the building to Nissan so the car company can keep using it. Nissan plans to use $480 million from the sale to fund AI and digital modernization. The move is part of the new CEO's plan after losing 670 billion yen, about $4 billion, last fiscal year. Nissan is cutting 15% of its global workforce and closing its Oppama plant as it seeks to boost efficiency and profits. Some online are glad that Nissan is still hanging in there, saying it makes good cars and is worth keeping around. However, many are not surprised by its recent losses, saying it has had poor management for a while and has always been behind trends. Speaking of finances, the stock index hit yet another record for the third time in 2 weeks. The Nikkei 225 scored over 52,000 points on Friday, the 31st of October. However, in a case of financial whiplash, Japan's stocks dropped 7% on Wednesday, the 5th of November, because many investors started worrying that various tech and AI stocks had been overvalued. In sports news, newspaper Yomiuri Shimbun reported on Thursday the 6th that organizers for the Tokyo 2025 Deaflympics, which starts on the 15th of November, said preparations are going well. About 3,000 athletes from 80 countries will compete in 21 events across Tokyo, Shizuoka, and Fukushima. The organizers said they are doing their best to learn from incidents of past Olympic corruption, securing 160 sponsors directly without going through ad agencies and recruiting 3,500 volunteers, half fluent in sign language. So far, the Deaflympics has cost about 13 billion yen, which is $84 million, mostly covered by public funds. Tickets to the event will be free. To learn more, check out the official website, link in the show notes. In Imperial News, the Imperial Household Agency announced on Sunday the 2nd that Crown Prince Akishino will serve as honorary president of the International Horticultural Expo 2027 in Yokohama, Eastern Japan. His term will begin Tuesday the 4th and continue until the expo concludes on the 26th of September 2027. Wrapping up this edition, Sir Kazuo Ishiguro, a Japanese-born British author, received the Companion of Honor from King Charles on Tuesday the 4th at Windsor Castle for his long-standing contributions to literature. Born in Nagasaki and raised in Britain, Ishiguro is celebrated for works like The Remains of the Day and Never Let Me Go, and won the 2017 Nobel Prize in Literature. He was also knighted in 2019. After the ceremony, Ishiguro said he and the king talked about artificial intelligence and how it might impact creativity. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. We have some new t-shirts coming out soon, just in time for Christmas. Stay tuned. Mata ne!